Okay, we're going to start. Right, we're going to start. Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel. That's what we're up to. Ein Nofel Pnayim Be'erav Rosh Hashanah Batula. So that Mechaba says you don't say Tachnon on Erev Rosh Hashanah during davening. Afal Pish Nofel Pnayim Be'Ashmeres Baslichas. Even though you do say Tachnon, it's a bit of an anomaly. You do say Tachnon at the end of Slichas. So you know you say Tachnon at the end of Slichas. So on Erev Rosh Hashanah you have this sort of unusual situation where you don't say it during Shacharis, but you do say it during Slichas. V'ein Tokin be'Erev Rosh Hashanah. He also points out that you don't blow the shofar on Erev Rosh Hashanah. It says the Mishnah, Ein Noftan al Pnei v'chulad hukmo shayar of Yom Tov. It's like any of the Erev Yom Tov. You don't say Tachnon on Erev Yom Tov. Afabi shenofan al Pnei b'ashmeres, Hainu afim nimshach al hayom. Even if you end up saying slichas, the end of slichas is during the daytime. And you derive poem regin l'saim kodem olos hashachar, because since the majority of occasions you actually finish before daybreak, tiknu lin poel afim era pam echot shemshach al hayom. They instituted that you should say tachanun even if it happens one, as a one-off, you end up continuing during the daytime. So basically, we take slichas as if they're being said before daybreak, and that is why we don't say tachnon. We do say tachnon slichas on Erev Rosh Hashanah, but not during davening. Vein token uchulu. The other well-known halacha is you don't blow the shofar on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Lahafsek vein tekiyos to reshus letekiyos to chayva, to interrupt between the tekiyos which are optional because of a minhag and the tekiyos which are obligatory, the chovot tekiyos of Rosh Hashanah. V'af k'shechal yom alef Rosh Hashanah b'Shabbos this year, even when first day Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, gam kein ein token be'erev Shabbos. You still don't blow the shofar on Erev Shabbos. There is a fascinating piece about this, because I think there are some places, or at least it was certainly brought down in some places, whether it was accurate or not, I'm not sure, you know, that one doesn't blow. That one does blow in this situation on the Friday, but Mishnah Berurah clearly paskins that we don't. Not to blow on Erev Shabbos.
To confuse the Sotan.
There's that reason brought down as well about confusing the Sotan. That's not what the Mishnah Berurah here says. It's this is just to make that interruption between the Tekiyos to Rishus and Tekiyos to Chova. Nevertheless, it's mutter to blow the shofar in order to practice, to die kishon afsuk b'ei sakness. It's enough of a distinction when you don't blow the shofar in shul. Avul b'min hogim kosav atan min hogim, where it says the reason k'dei la'ariv ha-soton. There you go. Now he brings that reason, right? Not to mix the, not to, to, in order to confuse the soton im kain. If so, ain it k'ar klal. If the reason not to confuse the, is to confuse the soton, then, so, you know, the idea is you think we finished with the shofar already, then you shouldn't blow at all, even to practice later on in the day. Beli Rabbi B'Shem Sefa Markal Mashma, he implies that Islamic Shari Becheder Soga, implies that to practice is mutter if you're in an enclosed room. Right, if you're in a closed room, then it's okay to practice on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Seemingly, that's going even according to the second reason. Right, we continue with the halachos of Erev Rosh Hashanah. Mechabsin, mistaprin, be'er Rosh Hashanah, wash and have haircuts on Erev Rosh Hashanah, says the Rama. V'yesh nagin litpol be'er Rosh Hashanah shem keri. There are those who are have the minhag to tovel, very well known minhag to tovel in the mikvah on Erev Rosh Hashanah shem keri because of tumas keri. V'yesh makomus nagin leilech ala kavoros ala harbos shom b'tchinos. There are places where the minhag is to go on the kavoros and to daven there a lot, v'nosnim shom tztoka lo aniyim, and to give that tztoka to the poor as well. Right. Says the Mishnah Berurah, chabz mistab me'er Rosh Hashanah. Why is this specifically? What's the idea? Laharos shonu betuchin b'chasto yisparach shiyoti tzelet tzedek mishpoteinu. To show that we are secure in the kindness of Hashem, that we will be judged favorably. Nevertheless, li'yol b'shper Rosh Hashanah b'gdei rikmo. Nevertheless, in Rosh Hashanah, you shouldn't wear big day rikmov or meshi, silk, very fine garments, kibushai yom tov, at the same level as other yom tovs, as other yomim tovim, the emora hadin olov. The fear of judgment should be upon him. One shouldn't wear those very, very, very expensive garments that one wears on other yomim tovim. Ela yilbash begodim levonim noim. She just wear pleasant, white, nice, white garments. He brings here in the name of the Mate Ephraim, the minag to about wearing a kittel. So the different places, different minhagim. So when it comes to wearing the kittel on Rosh Hashanah, so some places the minhag is everyone wears the kittel on Rosh Hashanah. Other places on Rosh Hashanah, it's only the shliach tzibur and the baal tekeah wear the kittel. Different people, different places, different minhagim. Va'ayin b'mogen Avram asim matovkav tzadi zayin. B'mokam she'in noegin l'ilbosh levonim. In a place where there's no minhag to wear white garments, akol ponim lo yilbash chashuvim kol kach. Nevertheless, still shouldn't wear such important, very important clothes. Nor shana for this reason to have the, he says, the emas hadin, the fear of judgment upon oneself. Noegin litzvah l'chulam minig is to go to the mikveh. It says, meini yochol litzvah mishum tzina. If he can't go to the mikveh mishum tzina because of he's afraid, he's worried about the cold. If the mikveh is often then may well not have been heated, especially the men's mikvahs. Yerilish bechal guvah tisha kabin mayim, he can pour upon on himself tisha kabin, the measure of tisha kabin of water, stand under the showers, particular way to do that, for a certain length of time. Might be particularly relevant this year. Might be people who may be concerned about going to a public mikveh. So the next best option for a man, obviously this doesn't apply for women, it's a totally different story. We're talking here about men to fulfill this minhag. If one person is not able to go to the mikveh, one can fulfill, one can at least do the tisha kabin method, pouring tisha kabin, which effectively means, in its simplest form, you can standing under the shower, hold one's arms close to oneself for a certain length of time. Veloy, right. Veloy yaktim litvel ad shokodim chatzos hayom. He shouldn't, and that length of time, I think, is discussed. So if you look at Simon Peches, that's where he speaks about it. Veloy yaktim litvel ad shokodim chatzos hayom. He should not, it's certainly the best thing to do is not to go to the mikveh earlier than 1 hour before chatzos, not before that time. There are those achronim who say that it's correct to refrain from marital relations on the two nights of Rosh Hashanah, elem kein ha'aleil tefillah, unless it was the night of tefillah, does chayv l'chayim enosu, then he's mechuyev to fulfill the mitzvahs oinov, yachsav yitol b'shachris, and he would then go to the mikveh the next morning. Ochain, however, elu ha'anoshim ha'oichim misvah bidna mo'yichasrom shnechas machshav tehir isha, but those people who eat a large amount or chas v'shalom enter improper thoughts, yosef tov shiyashamish mitosim yichasrom shiyov l'dei avera, it's obviously better they should engage in marital relations rather than chas v'shalom coming to perform, to do an avera, v'yachsav yitva b'shacharis, and they should go to the mikveh the next morning. The final halacha brought in the Mishnah Berurah refers to is this minhag of going here, is this minhag of going to visit Kvaros. He says, Kvaros, the Beis HaKvaros, he says, the Beis HaKvaros, Yomokom Menuchas HaTzadikim, Vatilin Eskabla Shom Yosa. Beis HaKvaros is a place, the resting place of Tzadikim, and therefore Tefillah is accepted there more than in other, it's particularly accepted there. There were also certainly various other minhagim in various places to go at different times of the year. Tanesim, for example, some people go on a Tanis. He shouldn't place the direction of his thought towards the deceased, obviously. He should request from Hashem to give mercy to him in the merit of the tzaddikim who repose in the dust in that place. There is a minhag to do hakofas around the kvaros, and to walk around the kvaros. V'yitin tzedakah kodim sheyoma hatchinos, and to give tzedakah before saying the special tefillos for that place. V'einelech al kever echod shtei pa'amim b'yom echod. The person is not allowed to go to visit. One should not go to visit one kever twice in one day. There are halachas about how to about going to visit kvaros, some of which the Mishnah Berurah brings here. Yeah, okay. I think that's the end of the siman. So it's a good place. Doesn't mention the meaning of the whole of Elul, but I think that the. Yeah, there's a minute to visit visit Kfarim one's relatives during Elul. I think here, I'm not sure whether that's the same, you know, whether that's the same inyan as here, or that might be a different, you know, that might be different in and here he's specifically referring to a way of davening, you know, this exactly. So yeah. Pardon? Well, on Erev Rosh Hashanah, I think there are tefillahs. I think there are tefillahs printed to be said then in a you know, b'zchus tzaddikim and the merit of the tzaddikim. He's not specifically talking here about visiting relatives, for example. Here, he's talking about going to there. There's a place where tzaddikim are buried, so therefore davening that in their merit.
He doesn't talk anywhere about visiting relatives.
I haven't seen that. He doesn't seem to here. No. Interesting. Maybe no. They've probably discussed it elsewhere. I imagine. I think it's a very well established minhag, as far as I know.
You're not
afraid to, is it? No, of course, that's what he points out. Absolutely. Yeah, okay.
Sure.